Nitzavim has 40 psukim, and the remez, every parsha has a remez at the end of the parsha, a word that's shaykh to the parsha, that's the gematria of that amount of psukim. Nitzavim arboim psukim levavoi simen. Vayelech, this week's also Vayelech. Vayelech has 30 psukim. The emes is hazinu. Well, next week is Rosh Hashanah, the week after is hazinu. Hazinu is 52 psukim. There's a remez brought down in this forum. From Rosh Chodesh, Elul, until Rosh Hashanah is 30 days, and Sadiqim on Echtovim v'Nechtovim La'alter already on Rosh Hashanah. So 30 Psukim in Vayelech is a representative of the 30 days, the Shloishim Yoim of Vayelech, of the Tzadikim till Rosh Hashanah. Beinonim, Tluyim v'Oimdim, Beinonim need till Yom Kippur, 40 days, Arboim Yoim, from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur. The emesis, there are those that even if Yom Kippur wasn't enough, we know that Hashanah Rabbah, we get a Piska Tova. Hashanah Rabbah is still Epis, this forum talk about it. It's behalden in the Torah, this I can't say, but it's bevust in many Makairis that Hashanah Rabbah has the Yecholus. 52 Psukim, this 52 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul all the way to Hashanah Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres. Oh, but it's interesting because the Sach HaKol of 30, 40, and 52, thank you, 30, 40, and 52 Tzazamin is 122. There are also 122 psukim in Kisavoy, the parsha right before, with the Teicha. There is 122 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Zois Chanukah. This forum say that if you didn't make it, Hashanah Rabbah, Zois Chanukah, Epis, Meir, Epshemach, Eitzegevin. So there's 122 psukim in Nitzavim, Vayelech, and Hazinu together, the same as in Kisavoy. And then you get to the Zois, Habrocha, Zois, Zois Chanukah, then you get to the end. If you pull it all the way to the end. But it's not Mumlat, it's not Kedai, Adarabbah, it's Kedai to try earlier, the Chaparai. Now, the Mate Moshe brings, he talks about a lot of the Minhagim we have in Chodshei Elul and Tishrei. We have a Minhag that we start saying Slichas Moitzes Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, the Hainu if Rosh Hashanah, Loi Adu Roish, but if Rosh Hashanah is on Beis or Gimel, so then we push it to the Moitzes Shabbos before. If Rosh Hashanah is Hey or on Zion, then Avada we start from the Moitzes Shabbos. There's a remez that always comes out in Parshas Nitzavim. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim is Gematria Lamoid L'Slichas. Lamoid L'Slichas. Because that's the time when we have to be Lamoid L'Slichas. And of course, we spoke about many Ramazim about Elul, but now that we're getting into the transition period from Elul to Tishrei, there's a remez in the Parsha. Es Levavcha ve'es Levav is Rosh HaTevis Elul. Es Levavcha ve'es Levav. But over there, it's also Soif HaTevis. L'mashal, Ani L'doidi v'doidi li also was a famous, it's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. But it's a famous remez for Elul from the Shalach Kodesh. Ani l'doy l'vday li Rosh HaTevis Elul. The Soife Tevis over there is Yud 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 Yud. It's 40. 40 days. The 40 days from Elul till Yom Kippur. But over here, the Soife Tevis is Tikosei. The Es Levavcha Es Levav. Because if your Elul looks the way it looks, and you're Lamoid L'Slichos in the Atem Nitzav Mayoim, then you're Zoichataka to Tikosei. The Levush brings down that the reason we have an Inyan Davka that the Slichos should be a minimum of 4 days, and therefore, if Rosh Hashanah is Monday or Tuesday to start even the Moitzes Shabbos before, is because the same way a korban needs bikur arba yomim, and we are a korban. There's a famous Yerushalmi. It's also Medrash, but Yerushalmi says that in all the karbanis of Parshas Pinchas, v'hikraftem oyla, v'hikraftem on Rosh Hashanah. It says v'asisem oyla, asisem atzmechem into an oyla. You make yourself into a korban. So we are the korban, and as such, we have to be boidik ourselves from mumin. So the Arbi Yomim is the Arbi Yomim of Bikur of Mumin. That I so brought down, the Gemara says in Gittin, in the Sugis of Kamtza Mar Kamtza, in the Sugis of the Churban, it says that there are certain Mumin that only for the Yidden is considered a Mum, not for the Goy. That was the whole story that they sent the Behemoth for the Romans, that the Yidden should be Makrav as a Korban, and this Mechutzif went, and he made it that it's a Mum, Bedukin Sheba'ayin, or Beniv Vesfasayim, Mokim Dilididhu, Loya Have a Mumin, Lididan Have a Mumin, only for us it's a Mum, for them it's not a Mum, but listen to the words. What kind of a mum? Niv svasayim, dukin sheba'ayim, shmiris einayim, gay given to a goy to understand us. Shmiris einayim, shmiris haloshoyim. That's where us, but those kind of mumen, it's a mumen by a yid. We have to be boitek ourselves. Those are the Arabi yimei bikur that we need at least a minimum of 4 days of slichas. Nor hagufashayla. So 4 days. So the mashal this year, Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos. So we can start slichas on a Monday. Why do we have to? We say a minimum 4 days, but for sure on a Moitzes Shabbos. What's the taich on a Moitzes Shabbos? Avada the piyut that we say, the Erstes Lichas is, b'moitzei menucha kidamnucha, but what's, And you're telling me minimum of 4 days, so it could either be even the prior Mitzvah Shabbos. But why is it built in, Muvneh, that Mitzvah Shabbos is the Keveya? The Pshat is because when you're looking for a Mum, you have to be able to see the Mum. A person can't see sometimes Nigei Atzmai Dafka when he goes through a Shabbos. Shabbos is Lamala from Chet. Shabbos, there is no Chet. Shabbos is Menutik from Chet. Then you have the opportunity, Dorcha Shabbos, when you're in Mitzvah Menucha, after the Menucha of Shabbos, you Boydik Taka, you Boydik the Mumin. It's interesting, sometimes Nitzavim and Vayelach are separate. Then it's really short parashiyas, Nitzavim 40, Yelach 30. And many times it's together. It's interesting, Nitzavim Vayelach is a transition. If you look at the toichen of the parasha, Nitzavim is the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's era. Vayelach is already more the tchilas tkufa of Yehoshua. And it's interesting, Elul, Chaydash Elul, in the cheshbon that the Shvatim are keneged Chadashim, are Chaydash Elul is God. Chaydash Tishrei is ready Ephraim. And the way that works is Chaydash Elul is God. Moshe Rabbeinu is God. God wants Moshe Rabbeinu to be covered b'chelkoi. Chelkes b'chaykek sofon. Mikne Rav, hoyel b'nei God. They wanted Moshe Rabbeinu. L'uma said Tishrei is Ephraim. That's already Yeshua, who's from Shevet Ephraim. Nitzavim Vayelech represents the transition. And it also comes out always at the time of the year when there's a transition. A change. We're going from the previous year to this year. Now, as mentioned, Parshas Nitzavim, the remez of 40 days is Levavoi. But where is that in the Parsha? It doesn't just pick a word that has the gematria 40. There's a remez in the Parsha. Now, it does say Levavoi in the Parsha. It says Levavoi. The Pasuk says, Pen yesh b'chem yesh ha'isha, asher Levavoi poyne hayoi me'im Hashem alikecha. That's the Levavoi we're talking about? Yeah, and a gangster that's going and leaving and his lave is poyne. That's the Levavoi that is a remez in the Parsha? It's a modern Azach. But I saw once a pshat, Pradis Yosef says, he says, no, Levavoi, it's referring to the last pasuk in the parsha. Again, a Rosh HaTevis. Lishmoya b'koiloi uledovka boy. Rosh HaTevis, Levavoi. That's the remez, that the last word in the parsha, Lishmoya b'koiloi uledovka boy, is Levavoi. Now, Vada, it's not stam, it's that in these 40 days, we want to take a reach and tune into our Levavoi. So we want the shofar to pierce our hearts, we want the kirbas Hashem to go into our hearts. Rachmana, Liba, boy, we want to have it. It should be a darg of lev. I heard an interesting taich. I think we mentioned this, that the Chazal say that Stam Ishtiz Rav Meir, Stam Sifra, Rav Yehuda, Stam Sifri, Stam Tars. Everyone Stam Tana, but at the end of that price it says, V'kulhu Aliba de Rabbi Kiva. Literally means, and all of them go according to Aliba, according to the Allah of Rabbi Kiva. But you can read it now, V'kulhu Aliba de Rabbi Kiva. All of them are on the lave of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva had a lave. Rabbi Kiva was able to see that the tipois mayim was able to be break the stone. That was not stam moyach. That was leiv. The Rav Chas leiv to be able to understand that. Oyim kulu aliba the Rabbi Kiva. This week is the last Shabbos of Chodesh Elul. Next week is already Shabbos is Aleph Tishrei. Always the last Shabbos of a Chodesh. The last Shabbos of a Chodesh is Shabbos Mevorchim. We're Mevorich, the new Shabbos, there's a special tefillah and a bracha, and we're Mevorich, the coming Chodesh. This week is not Shabbos Mevorichim Tishrei. We do not have Shabbos Mevorichim and the end of Elul for Tishrei. Why not? So, some Sfarim say because it says, Bakesel Yom Chageinu, the Chodesh by Tishrei is Behalten. I mean, that also means because it's the only Yom Tov that at the beginning of the month, all the other Yom Tovim are at the middle of the month, or upon them not. Some of them are Mamash Tezvav, some of them are Shavuos Zayin, Vav Zayin, Atzeres Pam Hei Pam Vav Pam Zayin. It's not a specific date. 50 days after Pesach, Tezvav, Tishrei, and Cheshvan Rosh Hashanah is Behalten. We want to hide. We hide the Chodesh. We don't mention it. The truth is, in the Tefillah of Tashlich, there's the actual Psukim that we say, Mikael Kamoicha, the Psukim in the Navi, that are representative of the Yud Gimel Midos. But then there's a lengthy Tefillah that we say. There's different Menhagim, different Nesachos. But in many of the Nesachos of the Tefillah we say on Tashlich, you'll notice, we say the Tefillah of Birchas HaChodesh. HaChodesh is L'chaim, L'tayim, the whole Nesach HaTefillah of Birchas HaChodesh. In the Tfilas Tashlich. So it's actually there. But another pshat I heard why there's no Shabbos Mevorchim is because the concept of Shabbos Mevorchim is that there's a chain reaction that heralds in each month into the next month. And there's a connection. And Dafka by Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, we're telling the fact that it's not Fakir, it's a total new slate, it's a total new cheshbon. People have this attitude that the matzav that they're in, you ask the Rabbi Shalom, okay, the matzav is decent, there's a few problems, need to be tweaking. Machnish kalya, let it stay the way it is, efshar abyssal besser. No, you don't have anything. Your assumptions of what you think are givens are not givens. On Rosh Hashanah, we start from scratch. It's a new cheshbon. It's not heralded in from the month before. One other pshat I saw, and I want to touch it up, I saw it brought down as far. that all the months of the year, Taka Klal Yisrael is Mevarach the Chodesh. Every Chodesh can I get a certain Shevet, and in Yonim and them, the 12 Shvatim, the 12 Chodeshim, and we Mevarach the Chodesh. Tishrei Faker, the Rabbi Nishleilim is Mevarach Chos. There's no Shem Zorach, the Rabbi Nishleilim is Mevarach Chos. What's the Bracha? Atem Nitzovim, Hayoyim Kulchem, Lefnei Hashem Alikechem. What's the type? So the Mice is like this. Rashi, in the beginning of the Parsha, everything is up. Rashi says, Atem Nitzovim, Kivon, Klal Yisrael heard all of the klolos, the tzadiches klolos and the memches klolos, so many klolos, and Riku Pineim, Miyuchalami Beelu, Hischel Moishel Efaisim. Moishel Rabbeinu is Mephaisim, don't worry, Harbe Hechastim, Lamokim, Atem Nitzovim, Ayoim Kulchem. You know, it's Hakol Beseide, Hakol Beseide. It's a Pella. Remember, Pella, all the Mepharshim still on this Rashi, being a Chazal. The Teich is real, the Teich is ernst, the Teich is saying, Gevaldik, Geverlich, is Shrek, Chazachim, that is supposed to happen. And Moshe Rabbeinu answers back, Hischel Efaisim. It needs a pirush. And this comment pirushim, I want to speak out after the Taichid up. But after we keep in mind that there's another famous, similar Shiloh. As we're getting ready for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, there's a stira. On one hand, it's a pachad, yoy madin, mi yichy, mi yomus. On the other hand, it's a simcha, it's a machlekesh vishonim. If you fast or you eat on Rosh Hashanah, we're not like to eat. Most people don't like to eat. There is different days about it. But how do we relate, connect to Rosh Hashanah with this L'chaira ultimate stira about whether it's a Yoyim Pachad, or Yoyim Venoira, or a Yoyim Simcha, or Betuchim, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Islam Neis. How do we balance that? How do we balance that? L'chaira, it's a stark stira. So again, we're asking, how did Moshe Rabbeinu suddenly just answer up for the whole Teichacha and Mephais them? And also Rosh Hashanah, it's a very complex day. How do we look at it that, on one hand, Smeichim or Betuchim, on the other hand, Daiga? At the same time, how do you stay balanced on that? And maybe we'll suggest that the answer to these questions, the question of how Atam Nitzavim answers up for Kisavai, and how we're supposed to enter and let Rosh Hashanah go into us, the answer could be with this bracha that was saying, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kolchem Afnei Hashem Alekechem. I'll explain. Various facets, each word stands for something. Atem, first of all, Atem, or Atem Nitzavim, even Atem is Torah, the Koicha Torah. Atem, Nitzavim is Vayisiyatz v'tach t'sahar. Atem is also Losh Oisiyos Emes. Atem is also Anoichi, which is the first word letter in the Seres HaDibris. Mei Emesai, the first letter in Mishnah. Tana is the first letter of Gemara. Emes. Anoichi mei Emesai Tana. With Koicha Torah, a person goes through such a thing. T'hayoyim. Hayoyim, the Zohar says, is Rosh Hashanah. Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim. Koicha Torah. We'll explain. Another nakuda, koyach of schus avos. It's interesting. Nitzavim is gematria 192. The word nitzavim. Well, actually, I don't know if we discussed this. That nitzavim is 40 psukim. Vayelech is 30 psukim together. That's 70 psukim. Kisava is 122 psukim. Tzamen without hazim. Kisavai, Nitzavim Vayelech, we're trying to balance out Kisavai's Kololos, but Nitzavim Vayelech's answer. Kisavai, Nitzavim Vayelech is 192. Gematria Nitzavim. Nitzavim is Gematria Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil. That's the obvious. We know Avram Avinu is Bakoil, Yitzchak is Mikoil, Yaakov is Koil. They say that Avram Berech Hashem Berech is Avram Bakoil, Yitzchak says Va'oichel, Mikoil, Yaakov says Yeshli Koil. But we say in Berech HaMozim, Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil, Bakoil, Mikol Koil is the Ovois. So another answer to how do we go through with this is Atem Nitzavim. Nitzavim Gematria Bakol Mikol Koil. Nitzavim is Schus Ovois. But there's even a more basic thing, and Rabbi Eli Lapian talks about it a lot. Talk about it, but Rabbi Eli Lapian is marach about it. We asked the Kasha, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Yidden, don't worry, Hakol B'Seder. What Hakol B'Seder? There's a Teichach over here. Says Rabbi Eli, the Lashon of Rashi was, Kivan Shiro et Aklolois Hayriku Pneihem. They turned green. They takachap the pachad. Hayrichu pneihem. Moshe Rabbeinu looks at them. He says, you got the message. The point was to get a message across. I see on you. Hayrichu pneihem. You got the message. And Reb Elia says, it's so fascinating. It's mefurish in the pasuk in this pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's going to be all right. You got the message. It's all right. And then the pasuk says, this is not a Levi Elio talking. This is the pasuk. Pen yeshbachem isha isha yimishbacha yishevet. Asher levavi poina hayoyimim Hashem. And his b'shrius libi eilech, his baruch b'vavoi, that I call b'seder, ki b'shrius libi eilech, amatz feiser avis atzmeya. You ready? Lo yoy v'Hashem s'loyach loy. Ki oz yeshen af Hashem b'kenosay b'yeshuv v'rof tzabay kol ha'ola ha'ksuva b'sefer hazeh. Then to the letter of the law. Ein merachim medin. Then you're going to get every single kenesha of the toichah of the klala. Moshe Rabbeinu was mafayis them. I see ha'iriku p'neim. You got the message. If you got the message, then you're good to go. If you didn't, then the pasuk says them first. It's going to be delivered. Rachmana Litzlan, it was delivered. We went through what we went through. Klal Yisrael went through 70, 80 years ago. The Toichach was delivered. We have to know Cheshbon Hashemayim and Soydus Hashem. And Behedi captured the Rachmana. But, Lamalach, but Avada, that's what's going on over here. If you're Hariku Pinei, man, then Moshe Rabbeinu could be Mephaisim. If not, and I think that's also Nirmas in the Pasuk. Atem is Even Mikir Tizak. Even Mikir Tizak. If you really have the Tzitter, then it's going to be all right. So Avada, we have to know when we go through these days, to take it seriously, not ba'adishut, not with a certain indifference. So a famous mashal about that. So again, holding atem nitzavim. A famous mashal. It was a yid that had a business. This was in hundreds of years ago in Russia. He had a business of smuggling in certain things from one country to the other country and past the border. If he was matzliach, this would be the way it was on a scale that it would be parnosa for months for the rest of his family. Half the year. If he's caught, Rahman al-Islam. If he's lucky, 10 years in Tvisa in Siberia. If he's lucky. It's Shreklachazach. It's a pachad. But the stakes are high, and the risks are high, and the gains are high. Now, a few weeks before he's starting to do practice runs, how to work out all the details. The vial only 2 or 3 people know about it. As the time gets closer, it's a week or two before, about 20 other people that are involved in the whole logistics of this project, we'll call it. So have to be involved, and it's getting closer to crunch time, more people are involved, more people are getting, and as they're really getting close, everyone's schwitzing, everyone's hard, everyone's hustling, everyone's pachad p'chadim, but on the other hand, they know the gavaldi gaskar, right? Rosh Hashanah, the seer of it. Pachad, but well, look what could happen. Mamish, that night, after doing so many trial runs, when they're going through, there's the ferd, you know, the horse. The horse was part of the trial runs also, but he wasn't schwitzing, he was... Like come, Zami man. The ferret went through the border. The border was going from Elul to Tishrei. No, not from Elul to Tishrei, from Pinsk to Minsk. But the point is the same. It was going through the border to the Grenitz, to the next stage, to where you don't know if this is Pachat Pachodim Moves or Parnosa Loi Velanche Besai. The ferret went through it. Azoi. Come on, clappity clap clap. That's the that. If you go through Azoi, then it's a problem. The Yesoid is. To chap that it's serious, and that itself is gufa, the soid of being matzliach b'din. So again, we read the words atem itzavim hayoyim. Hayoyim is Rosh Hashanah. The next word is kulchem, and that's a word farzach. Atem itzavim hayoyim kulchem. Another big yisoid to going through the days of the end of days of Elul and Yom Neroim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. There's a big inyan. There's a lot of makaris that speak out of some concept of kulchem. Kulchem is to be part of Klal Yisrael, to be part of a group, to be part of a tzibur. Nishfar zich. The pasuk says, Yoyim Teruah Yiyolachem. Rav Tzadik writes, others from talk about it. Yoyim Teruah. Teruah is a lashon of reyus, friendship. Abba v'achma v'shalim v'reyus. Leil Rosh Hashanah. Hours people spend time, l'shana toivit ikasev, isikhasev, giving over ichule min halev, be'emes min halev, to be mischaber one to another. Because when a person is mischaber to another yid, he's treated differently. There's a famous vart from Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz. He said, he brought from his Zayde, the Saba Minavarek, that said that it says, Beinanim Tluyim Vaimdim. He says, Beinanim Tluyim Vaimdim. Tluyim Vaimdim, okay, not bad. No, he says, you're hanging. The king already decided to kill you. The noose is already around your neck. And you just have to get pushed. You can get off the bench if you're going to do whatever you have to do. Tshuva or Maisim Tovim, whatever needs to be done. And that's a Pesunder Shmuz. And a Seres Yimei Tshuva. But the Tluyim Vaimdim, Rav Chaim says, yeah, but even that Ganef that's by the Tfis already and by the Tliya, if for whatever reason the king needs him for a Tzarchi Rabin, even if he didn't get off the hook, the king will call him down to come because he needs him for a certain Indian. If you're a Nitzrach to a Rabin, the Schus HaRabim is Oimid on you, and that's a Pesunder reason that a person's able to be Nitzal. There's a pasuk lehibit oven biyakov, lehibit oven biyakov. Pasuk in Parshas Balak by Bilam is saying lehibit oven biyakov is gematria tzibur. It's also gematria rachamim 298. Tzibur rachamim and lehibit oven biyakov. When there's a tzibur, then it's lehibit oven biyakov. Why? Because Yochid V'Rabim Halachik Rabim is a famous shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that shame or Yoyach. Yochid Rosh HaTevis, Yochid V'Rabim Halachik Rabim. There's another nakuda to it, another aspect, interesting. You know, a person can go, let's say, on a plane and he can fly business class, or he's going in a hotel and go to a fancy, what's it called? Now, a lot of times when you're on a business trip, yeah, so you're not even paying for it. There's the corporate credit card. The company's paying for it. The business is paying for it. It's Nishdain Geshef. The business is paying for it. Olam Haz is an expensive place, and it costs. And it costs. And we have to pay at the end. I'm not even talking about Averis. I'm just a B'chal. You have to pay. You have to pay. But if you're a Klal Yisrael Yid, and you're working for the B'Shefer, so then you pay with the corporate credit card. It's Kupnish Van Dain Cheshman. It's Nishdain Dain Cheshman B'chal. You have, you say Megahetz. I don't know how you call it in English when you're pulling the card. Iron it? No, is that the word? In Hebrew you say Megahetz. What? The swipe. It's a different word. Agoponim, it's a different... If you're working for the tzibur, then it's a different cheshbon. There's a famous medrash, Tanchuma, Takafanot here in Parshas Nitzavim, Ata Nitzavim, Ayon Kulchem. The medrash says when? The Rabbi Shalom says, when are you not able to get hurt from the umois? Bizman sha'atem aguda achas. Moshel lekonim, reeds. One little thin reed, even a klein akint could just snap it in two. But if it's a guda shel konim, if it's a whole bundle that's tied together, even a gibor gadol can't break them. Sach hakol, it's 20, 30 reeds. Separately, you would break, a little kid would break one at a time. The olam is from a different door, but amol, there's something that they're not pakantin, but there was something called a phone book. The papers were very, very thin. And, yeah, remember phone books, yeah? The papers were very, very thin. One paper of a phone book, mamash, it's a very, very thin paper. Rippable, but the whole book, 1,500 pages, a gibor gadol can't even rip it. When it's aguda achas, when it's a tzibor, and that's atem nitzavim hayoim. So hayoim on Rosh Hashanah, what's the secret? Either atem, which we said is koyach ha-toyra, nitzavim is chus avos, hayoim is Rosh Hashanah, kulchem, the chus of Rabin. The pasuk fears ois, lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. That's another yisoid. It's also part of this thing. Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem is his batlus to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. If a person taka is makir, the idea of Einod Muvadai, and Nefesh HaChaim talks about it, a person's makir, the idea of Einod Muvadai to the extent that he's totally misbatl himself to Rabbeinu Shlomo, so then it's not Zayin Geshef, it's very the B'Shefer's Geshef. So that's, on one hand, the bracha, and on one hand, what we're being mizaris. In these days, Bazunder, when we're getting ready, Atan Yitzav Mayayim Gematri Alam Eglis Lichis. So we should be Zaycha to Eslavav Chavah Eslavav, then it should turn into Soif Tevis Tikosev. Is all your day, as we elaborately went through, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Alekechem. Later in the Parsha, just B'Ktzara, there's an inion of the mitzvah, Esei Doi Raisa, according to most Rishonim, it's the last mitzvah. We know there are Taryag mitzvahs. The last mitzvah is the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah, according to many of the Moinei HaMitzvahs. The Pasuk says, Va'ato Kisvu Lechem Es Ashira Hazois, which is Torah Shebeksav, V'lamdes B'nei Yisrael Sima B'fiim is Torah Shebal Peh, Talmud, Sima B'fiim, in your mouth. But there's a beautiful diak. Va'ato, in the original times of Nesina Satoira, it was separate that Torah Shebeksav was Kisvu Lechem Es Ashira Hazois, Torah Shebal Peh was Sima B'fiim. But then, as we know, Eish Lasi Shlashem Eferu Teresecha, and it was nitten the Teres Shebal Peh Lihikosek. So that's the diklik in the pasuk. Va'ata. Originally, it's Kisvu Lachem only the Shira Hazois. Now, what does it mean, Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Hazois? What's the Shira? Which Shira are you supposed to write? What Shira is it talking about? It's a machloikis we shine him. The Rambam's Shita is Hilchis Sefer Torah. The Shira is referring to Shira Sa'azinu. And the way the Rambam learns, Be'emes. The mitzvah says the Raisa is to write Shira Sa'azinu. So why don't we just write Shira Sa'azinu? Says the Rambam, Loi nitna Torah parshias parshias. And the only way it's kosher to write is if you write the entire Torah. And as a hechatimtsu, when you write the entire Torah, you're being mekayim the mitzvah by Es Hashira Hazois. Interesting chiddush. Other Rishonim argue, they say, no, Shira Hazois means the whole Torah. One of the Rishonim, I forgot, maybe Ramban, he speaks, said, no, Avada means the whole Torah, but I would have a habit, maybe Hazinu is not important. It's a Shira Ba'alma. No, write the whole Torah, even Shira Hazois. But according to the Rambam, Be'emes the mitzvah is to write Hazinu. Fregen d'achroinim, so write just Sefer Dvarim. In a chanami, lo'inid the Torah to written stam as a parashis parashis, to write Sefer Dvarim. Why do I have to write Chamisha Chumshei Torah? Also, there's a famous kasha that Emek Brachas tells other Chacham Tamil. There is a musik of writing a chelik of Torah as an eigene yichida, as a unit. Right? Anyone?
Tefillin.
Mezuzah. So after there's also a Shiras Hazinu. That's what it's, there's Shema V'Hoyim Shmaya on your Mezuzah Speisecha, Shema V'Hoyim Kaddish and V'Hoyim Kiviyacha in your Tefillin. And then there's another one. There's a din of Shiras Hazinu, Kislam is a Shira. It's not a problem that it's not Torah Parshas Parshas. It wasn't given in Azayif, it was given to write Hazinu. The Mechuvan of the Teretz has to be that Avad over here, even if Shira means Hazinu, the mitzvah is to write the whole Torah. Now the Shaila is, you know, people write, buy an oyster in a Torah. I was always trying to be viral. The there should be a Bezunder Indian to be. People say, I want something in Az Yasher, I want a certain letter, I want Kriyash Mahfet. Hazinu should be the Iker. That's all that's for Hazinu. There should be a Bezunder Indian. A person should want to be Yoitza with Hazinu. We know you're not Yoitza if you Yarshan a Sefer Torah, but it's a big machlekes we're showing him how to learn up the Gemara Melachos. What if you bought a Sefer Torah? If you buy a Sefer Torah, you Yoitza, or the Imamish have to write it yourself? If you have to write it yourself, the Indian is, maybe you can make a Shliach if you're not a Sefer, but it's Mamish Lichtoiv. Well, no, there's other Rishonim will know that buying a Sefer Torah is mamash legit, not because the Sefer is your shliach. Buying is enough. Why is Yerusha not enough? What's the chilek Yerusha? It's a steering Gemara. Why Yerusha not? And buying, yeah. And Bechlal, some Rishonim say Yerusha is no good because it's not lachem. What say it's not lachem? Esrog is not lachem if Yarsh and Esrog. Lachem. Where's the Elamites from Kislu? So maybe Kislu means mamash literally to write. So that's a machlekes Rishonim begin there. What's interesting though is that there's a bazundar adin that the melech has to also have another Sefer Torah. But it's a modern zak. The Gemara says if the Melech Yarshan the Sefer Torah, he still has to write another one. And it's before that if he Yarshan the Sefer Torah, he has to write one more. And it's a pelik, because if you learn up the Sugi well, a Yochid, every member of Klal Yisrael, is not Yotze with Yerusha. You're not, you have to write one. Why? Right. Melech has to have another one. And also, he's not Yotze with Yerusha. But if he Yarshan, he only needs to write one more. One of Shechish, you have to write two more. One else than Melech, one else than Hegi. So it's a big tumble in them. The Achronish Torah is that when he yarshans one and then he writes one more, the second one that he wrote is Sai his din hediyot one and Sai his melech one. Because you can't start saying Torah, the melech one, and yarshan. First in the Gemara, the hediyot one can't be the Yerusha, and the melech one can't be the Yerusha. Okay? But when you yarshan one, you can write one, and that's Sai your hediyot one and Sai your melech one. What, can be the same one? Yeah, Avad, it can be the same one. So why does a melech need two? That's the din. A melech needs to have a tzveit. A tzveit is everything. So he yarshans one, and then the one that he writes, Vais writes, he's yoitza, Sai the melech, Sai the hediyot. It's not a problem of Amalek. B'chol ben avada, the matar of the atakis v'lechem is, on one hand, the melech has to have one that stays b'beis kinosov, that stays Torah b'tarosov, that doesn't get hushpa from the rechoiv. On the other hand, forget he has the other one that's v'yotze imoy. That's why he needs a tzveita. That on one hand, that the Sefer Torah should go around with you, and b'zundar melech needs that shmirah, but on the other hand, that the Sefer Torah should stay taka b'shleimusov.